Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. Welcome to day 797. Trump says he'll have a plan far better than Obamacare if the Supreme Court strikes down the entire Affordable Care Act, saying, quote, "I understand healthcare now," end quote. Trump did not provide details about what kind of a healthcare plan would replace the ACA, but he did reiterate his claim that the Republican Party will now be the party of great healthcare. A district judge in Texas ruled that the entire law was unconstitutional after Trump's tax law eliminated the Affordable Care Act's individual insurance mandate penalty. Yesterday, the Justice Department took the position that the entire ACA should be overturned. The insurance exchanges and Medicaid expansion programs under the ACA provide health coverage for more than 20 million people. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy told Trump he disagrees with the administration's attempt to get the ACA thrown out in court. McCarthy reportedly told Trump that the decision made no sense without a plan in place to replace the ACA, especially heading into the 2020 elections. Republican officials are privately blaming Mick Mulvaney, Domestic Policy Chief Joe Grogan, and Acting Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vaught, for engineering Trump's new position. And finally, Betsy DeVos defended her proposal to eliminate $17.6 million in federal funding for the Special Olympics, calling it a difficult decision because she thinks, quote, that the Special Olympics is an awesome organization, end quote, but the federal government cannot fund every worthy program, especially ones that, quote, enjoy robust support from private donations, end quote. Roughly 272,000 children would be affected from the funding cut to the Special Olympics. Overall, DeVos's proposed budget would eliminate 29 programs covering arts, civics, and literacy for an annual savings of $6.7 billion, or about a 12% cut to the Education Department's budget. Meanwhile, DeVos has proposed creating a $5 billion federal voucher system for private schools. It was the third year in a row that DeVos called for eliminating funding for Special Olympics events at schools. DeVos blamed the media and some members of Congress for spreading, quote, falsehoods and fully misrepresenting the facts, end quote. And in the polls, Reuters says 48% of Americans still believe Trump conspired with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election, despite Mueller's findings saying there's no evidence of such conspiracy. CNN says 56% of Americans don't believe that Trump and his campaign have been exonerated of collusion. 77% of Republicans say Trump has been exonerated, 80% of Democrats, and 58% of independents say he has not. And CNBC says 47% of Americans currently approve of Trump's handling of the economy, while 43% disapprove. And now to the notables. 1. Robert Mueller's grand jury is, quote, continuing robustly, end quote, despite the end of his investigation. 2. Mitch McConnell blocked a second resolution in the Senate calling for Mueller's report to be made public. 3. McConnell said he supports a Republican effort to investigate alleged political bias against Trump at the Justice Department and the FBI, which would be spearheaded by Lindsey Graham. 4. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff doubled down on his claims that he has seen evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. 5. The House Judiciary Committee unanimously approved legislation directing the Justice Department to give Congress all the records on FBI obstruction of justice or counterintelligence probes against Trump. 6. The House Oversight and Reform Committee requested 10 years of Trump's financial records from an accounting firm, which prepared several years of financial statements for Trump. And finally, 7 former senior Trump aides may have violated federal law by failing to disclose their future employment on financial reports. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dedis.